WHQT Las Cruces.
Good morning. It is 52 degrees outside on this beautiful Thursday morning. You're listening to Hot 103's Big Show with Joey and Jackie.
Coming up this morning on the program, we have your Aggie basketball tickets to give away as we are getting close to the end of the season. We got those tickets, so you're going to want to listen up. Also, Ghetto Delilah will be making an appearance this morning. Ghetto Delilah giving that amazing advice like he always does. Yes, that's going to be coming up. And it is the continuation of Prank Jackie Week, and find out how a phone prank may have upset Jackie just a little bit. That's going to be coming up this morning.
Don't forget, birthday shoutouts are going on at 7:40, so give us a call with your birthday shoutouts, 541-1031.
Let's kick off the big show right now on Hot 103.
Hot 103.
To the street.
Coming up next on The Big Show.
Now that it's the start of a new year, where do you want to travel in 2014? If you could pack your bags and leave today somewhere, where would you go? Call us up, 541-1031.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let's go.
My kind of music.
Music that gets you moving.
This is my station.
Today's hottest music and Joey and Jackie in the morning on Hot 103.
Good morning, Hot 103.
Hi, Jackie. It's Brianna.
Hello.
So I was listening to your conversation this morning about where would you travel in 2014.
Okay, where would you travel?
I would want to go back to Chicago.
To Chicago.
Ooh.
Just because of, like, how cold it is. I think it's, like, negative 10 or negative 25 over there right now.
You like the cold? Just,
I do, but I've never experienced, like, extreme cold. I mean, the cold here that we get in the winter isn't, like that huge of a deal, but I want to experience like the snowstorms, all that snow, all the coldness, and see how people react.
Maybe you can go into like a walk-in freezer. That would be my getaway to experience.
You're going to put somebody in a freezer,
a walk-in
Jackie?
Walk-in freezer, the ones that don't lock.
Yeah.
That's awesome, though. You know what? Chicago would be pretty awesome.
That would be a cool
I want to go there.
Hey, thanks for calling this morning.
Thanks.
We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Bye, girl.
Bye.
Another request now on Hot 103's Big Show.
Hey, Joey and Jackie, this is Danielle and Melissa, and we're calling your request, Collie Greens by Schoolboy Q. I love listening to the Big Show on Hot 103.
Today's hottest music is Hot 103. Good morning. You are waking up with the Big Show. The time right now is 6:39.
And coming up, I have news on Robin Thicke, Justin Bieber, and Demi Lovato. That's all coming up on your Dirty 30.
I'm friends with the monster.
Your daily dose of entertainment news. The Dirty 30 on Hot 103's Big Show.
Ah, nasty, yuck!
Your Dirty 30 for Thursday. Jackie, what you got for us this morning?
Well, Justin Bieber, he's catching flack for disrespecting the Argentine flag. During his gig on Saturday night, two flags were thrown on stage and he used both his foot and his microphone stand to sweep them off the stage. Pretty disrespectful right there.
You're in
their country? Show some respect.
Justin Bieber just really wanted to get beat up, I guess, that day.
I know, I think so. It's ridiculous. While Demi Lovato, she says her substance abuse issues have gotten out of hand. If people really knew how dark and deep her struggle is, not just with her eating disorder, but with drugs and alcohol, they'd be really shocked. Most likely, she'll end up just saying everything, so she's kind of trying not to, you know, say too much.
Yeah.
But, you know, she said maybe it'll help other people in the industry who are headed down the wrong path to realize they're not alone.
Yeah, she's trying to, I guess, reach out there and say that, you know, I do struggle from this, and kind of not, you know, I guess shed some light on the situation.
Yeah, that's true. Well, In Touch magazine says that Robin Thicke and Britney Spears had an affair in 2003 after collaborating on a project that never really materialized. Britney would have been about 21 in that time, and Robin would have been 26, but Robin's reps are denying it.
But Robin's been with Paula Patton for how many years?
Yeah, I know.
Robin, I hope you're not cheating on Paula Patton.
Right,
come on.
Brittany, even come on.
Paula Patton's a good woman. Don't be cheating on her.
Well, this has been your Dirty 30 on Hot 103.
Whoa, whoa. Hot 103, today's hottest music. You are waking up with the Big Show. And Jackie, she's still a little upset from me pranking her several times yesterday. And one of them came in the form of a phone call. Yes, she was taking care of the front desk yesterday when me and a good friend from our sister station next door decided to play a little prank and pretend like it was my long-lost father calling and looking for me. And, well, you'll see how Jackie's reaction was to the whole thing.
Hi. Good morning, Hot 103. Good morning, Radio Las Cruces.
¿Puedo hablar con José Hernández?
Excuse me, who are you asking for?
José Hernández.
José Hernández?
Sí.
You know what? There is no José that works here.
Joseph?
Joseph Hernandez. I'm not sure if he's in here. One moment. You know what? Can you give me your name and a number, and I'll have Joel or Joey call you back?
Pues es que soy su papá. Su papá de Joseph Hernandez. Anthony.
Oh, Anthony?
Yo soy Anthony.
Okay, and you're Joey's dad?
Yo soy el papá.
Okay, and do you have a phone number he can call you?
575.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I will tell Joey you called.
Por favor.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Pronto, pronto.
Quick, hurry up. She's
tired
coming.
Of tired of house. Tired of hunting.
It's you.
What?
It's you. You are on hold right now. Joey, either it's your dad or it's Joel.
Oh my God.
Dude, look. Spot. Here. Joey.
You are such a life.
Just take it from here.
You are such a life.
Look.
Hello, Radio Las Cruces.
Mijo! Mijo!
There's no one on the line, dude.
Yeah! Wake up! Wake up!
Get up! I love the morning show!
You guys pump me up, you get me ready for the day. I love the music, the personalities.
Wake up! Gonna help you start the day right.
Today's hottest music and Joey and Jackie in the morning on Hot 103. DJ Black is Ghetto Delilah.
My boyfriend has been acting distant and weird lately, and I think he might be going to bars and flirting with other women behind my back. So I made a fake Facebook account, put up pictures of a hot girl, and friended him, all to see if he'll cheat on me. Yes, I'm catfishing my own boyfriend. I don't care. I just want to know the truth. Would anyone else catfish someone if they thought they were cheating? What would you do, Ghetto Delilah? Jessica.
All right, Jessica, this is right now where we're going to be real from the beginning. First of all, this is the first thing I want to know. How the hell do somebody sneak behind your back and you think they flirting? You don't know when a man is going out to the club? I'm going to give you a couple of hints. If he telling you he going to the store or going to the mall and come back smelling like liquor, then that's a hint that he might be going to the club behind your back. If all of a sudden his phone cut off when it ain't been cut off before and he always got it on silent, maybe that's a hint that somebody calling his phone. Now, for you to go as far as making a fake Facebook page to see if he gonna answer and start cheating, see, that's this thing that you need in a relationship. And I want you to remember this word. It's called trust. And for evidently, for some reason, I'm believing you don't trust this man for whatever reason. Now, let me tell you what happened when trust is broken. Y'all relationship is broken. Y'all sitting there spinning your wheels. And if you think I'm lying, ask people that done tried it. There has been people that done broke up after the other one been busted cheating, and it's never the same. I mean, and if you try it, you're going to be hoodwinked. You're going to be bamboozled. You're going to be a damn fool, because everything he do, you're going to think he cheating in some shape, form, or fashion. Now, see, I'm a little different than you. I always look at the writing on the wall. Sometimes when somebody doing something wrong, you can tell by the writing on the wall, and I'm really tell you how you can do it when it's a man. A man has a way of setting a pattern. He meets you. He do nice stuff for you. He always do this. He always do that. When that pattern breaks, you can best believe something is going wrong. Either he tired of you, or he tired of the damn situation. Now, you can sit here all you want to and do some catfish stuff. I'm gonna tell you right now, you wasting your damn time, because if you really pay attention to what's going on, you'll find out what's really going on. If you think your man creeping at the bar, take your ass to the bar. How hard is that? If your man come back and don't want to touch you or don't want to freaky with you like he used to, then evidently it must be something wrong. With all this old creeping around so you can find out if something wrong, girl, you crazy hell. Ain't nobody got time for that. Where you work at? Where you got enough time to do all of those stupid dumb stuff? That's dumb to me. I'm just gonna come out and ask you, what the hell going on? Where you been? Who you been with? Who calling your phone? I'ma ask those questions. If you ain't got me no answers, I already know what the hell going on. See, to me it's simple. Y'all make this stuff hard. Now, Jessica, you only 21. Stop losing your hair over all the little childish stuff. The writing on the wall, the man probably done showed you in some shape, form, or fashion. So right now, what you gotta do is grab your ovaries, cause you can't grab your gonad. Grab your ovaries and say, hey man, when did he talk? What really going on? And get to the bottom of it. But communication is the key. Stop all this creeping around stuff, man. That stuff changes. childish. Stop all that. You're going to have yourself a headache for no reason. But Jessica, I hope this helped you out. But don't be catfishing nobody, man. You wasting your time. Like, where you working? I need to figure out where you working, where you got all this time. But talk to your man and find out what's going on. And then communication, baby. That's all I got to say. Communicate, talk to him, find out what's going on. Hope it helped. Y'all have a nice day. I'm rolling out for the weekend. Peace out! Get some.